So here we go. Is this the start of the crash? Well, headlines today read, home sales fell nearly 6% in July as housing market slides into recession. So if you're sitting on the sidelines and you're like, see, I knew I was right by sitting on the sidelines for the past year or two because this market's going to crash. Well, I always say, don't judge a book by its cover. So let's dive into the details and figure out, is the housing market crashing? Or is there some other reason behind the headlines? So let's get to it. Where I always like to start is the economic news. Why? Is because if you're focused on real estate, the economic news plays a huge role in all of this. It plays a big role in your interest rates that then go into home affordability. So the news out today isn't that much, but it's very important. So we go through here. Here's the economic calendar that I go over every day. So on Thursday, we have so far the initial jobless claims came in. They were better than expected. More people stayed on their jobs. So that means the job market is good. It's actually really good. Can it be better? Well, yes, it can be better because we see the JOLTS index, how many job openings there are. There's two job openings for every person looking. So there's still wide range of job openings in the job front. The next thing is we look at manufacturing. Manufacturing blew out the numbers, meaning we are now being more productive. So that means people might start hiring more people. That means we will avoid a recession, maybe. So these are the headline news that we see right now. But what's going to get all the headlines is existing home sales. They actually fell. Okay, so let's go over to the headlines. Home sales fell nearly 6% in July as housing market slides into recession. So at first glance, you're going to think, wow, that's really, really bad news. So let's really dig into the details, because I always say you can't judge a book by its cover. So when you go down through here, it does say the home sales, doesn't say the price, the sales have dropped 6%. But if you go down through the nitty gritty, you're going to go down through here. And we want to see, is the prices starting to collapse? Because in a housing crash, that's what's going to take place. So we see right here, home buyers are still contending with tight supplies. There were 1.3 million homes for sale at the end of July, unchanged from the July of 2021. At the current sales pace, that represents 3.3 months of supply. Now remember that, okay? There's 3.3 months of supply. So if we go over to here, in a general market, 5 to 6 months of inventory in the housing market is deemed a normal market. When you have less than that, it's actually a very tight market. So when you go over to here, you can't sell something that's not for sale. But you can see down through here, this is what won't get the big attention, is while demand is falling due to weaker affordability, prices remain stubbornly high and they continue to increase. So far, year over year, from July of last year to July of 2022, we've seen house prices go up 10.8%. That's in addition to the 20+% that we got last year. Okay, so that's the biggest part of the puzzle that I want to speak to you about. The next thing of this is housing inventory. Where's inventory? Because we just heard that the builders are going to stop building because there's too much supply. Here's where the supply is. So if you can see this, if you start here and end up down here, that means we have less supply than we did 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and it continues to slide. So anything, if you have less supply, even if you have same demand, it's gonna cause prices to go up. So that's what I really want you guys to understand. Here's the average sales price of a property. So if you see this chart going up and up and up and up, yes, this isn't sustainable. But if you look through here, there's only a couple times ever in our history that we dropped. And if you take out the point from 2006 to 2010 or 11, we really haven't seen a huge market crash ever in the last 50, 60, 70 years. So I want to put basically give you guys information or the facts when it comes to house prices and affordability. So based on this news that we have today, what's going on with mortgage rates? Because that might be why you're here. So the first thing is, based on the information we have today, what's going on with the mortgage-backed securities market? Why do we follow this? Well, it's the bond that trades on Wall Street. That's yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So here's what we see right now on the mortgage-backed securities market. We are up 13 ticks. What does that mean? Well, this represents the price of the bond. As the price, in this case, goes up, it pushes down rates. There's an inverse relationship. So when this number goes up, mortgage rates go down. We love when this number goes up. As you can see, from basically last year in October all the way through basically June or July, we had a complete down market. And then all of a sudden, we had a nice little turn back. If you can see July of 2022 down below, you can see we returned back from there. Rates are 1% lower now than where we were just 2 months ago. So let's get over to where rates are today. These are rates published by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. And I post these because it's just easy to read and they give you the six top mortgage products. So let's just go through this real quick so you can see it. Again, this is a national average. What happens is Mortgage News Daily surveys mortgage lenders all over the country and says, if you had a client that was buying a $500,000 home with a 740 credit score, putting 20% down, it was going to be their primary home, and it was a single family home, what would the rate be? Here are the rates. So just to put it in context, I'll go through this cell right here so you can figure this out. So far right now, the 30-year fixed rate is trading at 5.48. It is up 0.19 from yesterday. Look, the 15-year rate went up almost 0.25% in just one day. That's why you should be working with a mortgage broker if you're looking to lock in, especially a long-term rate, or you're just looking for variations, a ton of variations when it comes to mortgage products. So this is my morning report. If you find value in my channel, all I ask you to do is check us out. Go to our website. It's theRateUpdate.com. You can find out more about me and my team, what we do. If you're out there looking for a mortgage, we can help you anywhere in the country. We are federally chartered, meaning if you're anywhere in the country, including Puerto Rico, we'd love to help you. So if you're looking to buy, refinance, do a long-term lock, if you're building a house, we can lock your rate into up to 6 months. If you're in the process of looking at a house right now, we can actually lock you in today to avoid any price increases in the next week, 2 weeks, or even months. So we can lock in your rate today, even while you shop. So if you would look and want to find out more about these products and more, please give us a call or visit us at our website at therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching. God bless. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.